Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, and more. All your protection in one place is a beautiful thing. Trust the brother. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. At the bottom of the hour, we've got Sean King, former NFL quarterback, now a VSiN host. He's a friend of the show. He's been here before, so we'll have some fun with him talking NFL. But, Rob, right now, let's go to the NBA. I think, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, Golden State is trailing Sacramento 35-34 early in the second quarter. So, long way to go in that one. But right now, Sacramento is, you know, hanging around. They're more than hanging around. They're leading 34-32. I'm sorry, is the score. Sacramento's up. So they are not going to go away quietly. Let's put it that way. Unlike the Milwaukee Bucks, who went away very quietly in five games to not only an eighth seed, but an eighth seed that lost the play-in game, the first play-in game. So
and it was bad. And they had Hero was missing, wasn't it?
Best three-point shooter, a 20-point score is right out. So it you're right. It was just Miami has, I believe, seven undrafted players. They have four of them in their rotation. Kevin Love is starting for them. Yeah, I mean, that's how – and I'm not – Kevin Love was at one time a great player. At one time. All right, he's old now, and his better days are behind him. He's playing well, though, for him. And that's who the Milwaukee Bucks lost to. Two double-digit leads entering the fourth quarter of the last two games. It was bad. And, Rob, Giannis, I've said for the past few years – I think you have, too. I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. That he's the best player in the world. And that now, a friend of mine texted me. Shout out to my man Adam Coleman texted me. And he said, and I think he's right. He put it very nicely. He said, Giannis went from being definitively the best player in the world to arguably the best player in the world. You don't want to overreact to just one series. But I think that is a fair statement. I think most people were giving him that title, and now I think it's up for debate. More debate than it ever has been the last few years, Rob. And now, you know, some of these guys still alive in the playoffs are going to fight for their part in that debate. What do you were you with me these past few years saying Giannis is the best player in the world?
I mean, with all the stuff that he was able to do, the improvements, winning a championship, staying in Milwaukee when everybody was chastising him, saying he was making a mistake, he'd never win. And we talked about the improvement.
One without a super team, yep.
Right, and then he took a step back, Chris, with the 13 missed free throws.
Well, you remember the big, huge game in the finals. I can't remember. Is that the 50-point game or whatever?
No, that was
the
game.
He hit his free throw.
Right.
He was 17 and 19 or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
And the one bugaboo, Chris, was what he turned around in that. And that's when people were impressed with it wasn't just him playing well, but the one thing that had spooked him was the free throws, and he made all those free throws in that to close out the Phoenix Suns. That was very impressive.
Yeah. We knew he never was still a great three-point or free-throw shooter. This year he shot 64%, but if he had shot 64% in that game against Miami when he went 10 for 23, they would still be playing.
Exactly. That was a terrible step back.
But he always had, even as me and you and many others were saying he's the best player in the world, his deficiencies were there, and it was obviously the foul shooting, but I think an even bigger one was that he really doesn't have a go-to shot. He's not a good shooter. Even just mid-range jumpers, he's not a very good shooter. He has to pretty much get to the hole or at least get to the paint to score. And the reason that I was able to overlook that deficiency and say he's the best player in the world was because, Rob, it seemed like nobody – could exploit it, right? I mean, it wasn't being a deficiency because nobody was forcing him to shoot jump shots. Nobody other than Miami in the bubble the year they beat him when they walled off the paint and he couldn't get to the basket. That's when he looked bad. But after that, he was able to get wherever he wanted. In those finals, he's able to get to the bucket. And ever since then, he was able to get to the bucket. And so his deficiencies not being a good jump shooter and foul shooter, it wasn't an issue. And in this series, it was an issue, Rob. And it's hard. This is why it's hard to definitively say he's the best player in the world, Rob, because at the end of the game, when I need a bucket, I couldn't go to him. I couldn't, and not just because he might miss the free throw.
That's a part of it too, though, Chris. You know that?
Right,
that is
but Shaq
too.
Was like that, but I could go to Shaq, and if they don't foul him, he's going to put somebody in the basket with a dunk. Or he's going to make a little jump hook down on the block. I can't count on Giannis to do that. I probably could if he'd get on the block more, but that's not what he does. He's on the perimeter, and he's a perimeter guy that can't shoot. Embiid, I can give Embiid the ball. And I can feel good about he going to go make a play, like he going to make a mid-range jumper. Or he's going to make a pass.
He can score from
inside.
Anywhere. Right.
Right. Jokic can score from anywhere. Steph, obviously, you can give it to and feel good. Like Durant. So it's open, right? And I got to be honest, because we're going to get into who you think is, if you think somebody's the best player in the world, and who I think, if it's not Giannis, honestly speaking, I'm not just going to say a name to make a hot take, a name to make good radio. Honestly speaking, Rob, I think we are in one of those stretches where it really isn't clear who's the best player. And that's not a cop-out because outside of Jordan and LeBron, you know, the last decade or however long you want to give it to him, The best player in the world hasn't generally been definitive.
It's coming on because at one point, not too many years ago, I think Kevin Durant was that guy. You can't say that anymore, Chris.
No, I don't think he was ever the best player in the world, as great as he is. That's an argument. That's fine. Right. I'm not here to debate that. But I think, like, in the late 70s, Dr. J just came into the league in 76. I think there was an argument for Dr. J as the best player in the world. Kareem, a lot of people looking back will say, well, Kareem was the best. Yeah, but Kareem, last year in Milwaukee, didn't make the playoffs. I think maybe his first year in L.A. didn't make the playoffs. The year Dr. J got in the league, Kareem was swept by Bill Walton in the second round. Bill Walton and the Blazers when they won the championship. The next year, the next 2 years, Kareem went out in the first round, winning one game in each series. And he had, Magic wasn't there, but Norm Nixon was there, who was great. Jamal Wilkes was there, who was a Hall of Famer. They had another player who, Adrian Dantley was there, who, you know, people forget he even played for the Lakers. He was great. They traded him, and the rest is history when he shined in Utah and in Detroit. But Kareem had some great players, and they were getting bounced in the first round. So was he the best? Was Dr. J the best? Was Bill Walton the best? It was up for debate. And, Rob, I think that's where we are right now.
I think that's fair. I just think that there's nobody that you could definitively say, if you're not saying it's Giannis, and coming off of what just transpired, it's hard to make that case for him coming off what just happened.
Right. Right. So and the way it happened.
Right. And so everybody you look at, there's question marks. That's the problem. Or there's
do you think somebody could answer it? Like, I would say, I'm going to name a few guys that I think. Let's just say they ran to the title. They won the championship this year. They could lay claim to it. I think Jokic, for sure. I think maybe if Jokic even just gets to the finals. Because the only reason you would say he's not really, I know he's not a great defender like Giannis and Embiid, but you would say he just hasn't had much playoff success. So that's his issue. And so I think if he were to get to the finals, certainly if he were to win it without a super team like Giannis did a few years ago, like, he would have an argument. I think Embiid, Rob, and I don't think they're going to make this type of run, especially if he's banged up for real. But let's say he does. He got a great argument, right? MVP probably, great defender, outstanding shooter and free throw shooter, big, you know. And I think, Rob, Durant, obviously, that's not the one I was laughing at. But Durant, right now, Devin's been their best player. I mean, Durant's better, but Booker's been their guy so
far.
Yeah,
let me ask you this. If Durant leads them to the championship and wins the finals MVP, I'm just making a hypothetical.
Right, right.
You would have to consider that.
He had to be in it. There's no.
Am I right?
A lot of people would say he was.
Okay,
I don't know if I would. I have to see. Are you saying he's like the leading scorer? Well, yeah, you said like, wins finals
like
MVP.
Like he wins the finals MVP
right.
And they win the championship.
Because last series it would have been Booker MVP.
Right. No, you know, I get that.
So if it's him.
But nah, it would be like, well, Booker was the man a couple years ago, and they lost four straight after being up 2-0.
Right. Well, Booker would not be the best player in the world, even if he would have won.
No. I get that. But I'm saying
– Durant,
Durant would have to be the finals MVP. I mean, that's without question. If Booker's the finals MVP, then no.
Right.
He wouldn't be in that conversation.
Right. But Durant, if he is the finals MVP, Rob, I think a lot of people would say he's the best player in the world. I think it'd be somewhat arguable, but yeah, he probably would be being referred to, generally speaking, as the best player in the world. I'm going to throw this name out to you, Rob, though. What about Steph? If he leads them to a second straight title, in years when people didn't think when Draymond's a little older in the tooth, longer in the tooth, Klay's not the defender he used to be, still obviously is a great shooter. Like, I think it'd be the first time, right? I don't think there's ever been like a normal size point guard viewed as the best player in the world. And some would still say, well, he's not a great defender. Well, neither is Jokic. You know, Durant's a good defender, not an awesome defender. But I mean, you might have to put Steph in there.
Yeah, I think
if they win it.
Yeah, I think that there are some people who just are not going to buy into him. despite all, Chris. I get
if
the
he's
resume.
Finals MVP, like you said.
Right. I mean, there will be some, and they will point to what you said. Like, he's not doing it on the other end. He's not defending the better player, yep. the best player on the other end. Those are things that people point
Although
out about
Although he's
Steph.
Defending Fox a lot. I mean, nowadays you're switching all the time.
No, so I know, but you know what I mean. But still.
He's not a great defender. I think the argument would be Jokic isn't a great defender. Giannis isn't a great shooter. Embiid, I mean, he's well-rounded. He's pretty well-rounded. Durant's well-rounded. You know, he's got some deficiencies. So they all got some flaws. But it would be an argument. And so, it's interesting, Rob. But I do think we're in that era. We're in a stretch where it's like maybe, you know, whoever wins it that year, if he's that caliber of player, can lay claim to it. So let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is Giannis still the best player in the world? And if not him, who? And how will these playoffs determine that? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And tonight, you can check out the unbelievable true story of how George Foreman went from Olympic gold medalist to heavyweight champ to retirement and then returned into the ring a decade later to ultimately regain the heavyweight championship. The movie's called Big George Foreman. It is exclusively in theaters starting tonight. Get your tickets now. It's rated PG-13. I saw it. It's tremendous. Go see the movie. All right, 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to weigh in. Who's the best player in the world? Or who will be in a few months? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Tommy in Omaha. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tommy?
Tommy.
All right, Did we lose him? All right. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, Giannis, he's been evicted from the best player in the world conversation. He's out. Okay, based on what happened.
Not even in the conversation.
No more. And some of it is on Coach Bud, that ridiculousness that we saw, up 16 points going into the fourth quarter in the pivotal game five. And yet in overtime, who takes...
We lost him?
We lost him?
Hello?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'm still the A. So Coach Bud, we got to rain some fire down on him. But Giannis looked this year like he did in 2020 in the bubble. Out of control, crazy turnovers, that wild 1-4 set. What did he not understand that when they run that 1-4 set in teams, especially the Miami Heat of all franchises, no.
Man, something, okay.
Yeah, we got some Andre, issues with.
What's going on? All right, 877-99 on Fox.
That's it. That's it.
All right.
Unless
Rob G, step in. What you think? You.
I think that this is one of the few times Chris had a good segment idea.
You do. No one else does, but go ahead.
You know what? I don't know if you guys can hear me because I can't even hear myself talking.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, sorry about that. I think this is definitely up for grabs because the thing about the mythical best player in the world, as Rob mentioned too, it's very fluid. Like, right. you can't claim best player in the world and miss the playoffs like Luka Doncic, even if he might be the actual best player. Like, there's something that needs to be said about what your team accomplishes, and more specifically, what your team accomplishes in the postseason. Chris, I will say, I don't think a guy like Steph Curry, even if they win the championship, could earn that title, only because, as you mentioned, he's not good defensively.
But neither is Jokic.
Well, I don't think Jokic can have that title either.
Really?
Yeah.
If Jokic led a team with no other superstar to the championship, he wouldn't be the best player in his
numbers. No, just like Dirk wasn't the best player in the world when he did that his year.
Yeah, but Dirk wasn't. Dirk was arguably not even MVP of those finals. It could have been Jason Terry. And I agree, Dirk wasn't the best player. I'm not saying it's just about leading your team to the finals. I'm not the guy to think the winner of the finals is the best.
Yeah,
but
I hear you.
Dirk was not a two-time MVP. And Dirk's numbers, Dirk couldn't rebound, I mean, for his size. You know, so at least Jokic rebounds, assists, scores.
When Rob brought up Kevin Durant and you said that you never thought of him as the best player, there were a lot of people, even if his team was getting bounced out early, even if there was, you know, controversy going on in Brooklyn, just watching him play, you knew that he was the best player.
Really? In the world?
Yes.
How?
Because the way he's
best
that
scorer?
Good. He's that
No, he's not a very good rebounder for his size.
At, a few years ago in Brooklyn,
he struggles against tough physical defense.
But I'm not saying he's a perfect player. No one's a perfect player.
Well,
LeBron James.
You said it like it was definitive.
No, but no, what no, I'm saying is
has, just look at him and think he's the best.
No, it's not something It's not something where it's just, hey, this guy won MVP, he's the best. This guy won a championship, he's the best.
No. It's not
right.
that
and
at
so,
all.
Right. Even with LeBron, when LeBron basically had it for like a decade plus, you could poke a ton of holes in things he didn't do well, but the things he did do well were so extraordinary, it made up for the difference.
People couldn't use him as a weakness against him.
His shooting?
No, I mean, San Antonio, yeah, he wasn't the best player in the world in 2007.
Yeah, but even when he was considered the best player in the world,
But he got better. He became a better shooter.
Eventually he did, but it wasn't like that was considered a strength of his.
It wasn't a strength, but I don't think it's a strength now.
It was all the other things. Like Shaq.
He did so many different things.
Shaq had a case to be the best player in the world for like 2 or 3 years, and he couldn't make free throws. He was limited defensively. He couldn't score out of the paint.
That's an argument for Steph.
I remember when they took Shaq out of the game at the end. You remember that?
Well, like what? Because you got to – I think when you got two things. You got guys with deficiencies, which all of them have.
Yes.
And then you've got – guys at different positions and that play different ways, and their deficiencies are different.
Right.
I think then you got to look at impact. Who impacts the game more? And which largely is viewed, you know, you can weigh winning into that. And who does anybody impact the game more than Steph if he leads this team to a championship? That's the argument.
I mean, the fact that he gets hidden on defense makes it hard for him to make the case.
He doesn't get hidden.
Is he guarding his position ever? No.
When? I just saw him guarding Darren Fox. And they switch so much. Hold on. They switch. We got to stop it with the, he's going to guard. I saw a TV show the other day where they were like, Denver Phoenix, I think they're going to put so-and-so on so-and-so. Man, those days are over. They can start you on a guy, but you're going to end up on somebody else almost every possession. Because they switch so much. I'm not saying he's a great defender, but he's not a poor defender anymore. He's like a mediocre defender, and he's a smart defender.
But I think that that's what people hold against him when you have that debate.
Have we ever had a small player be viewed as the best player in the world?
Probably not.
Never.
Right.
I think Isaiah is the best small player before Steph. And Nash, when he won MVPs, Iverson, like none of them were considered the best player in the world. And so I think that is part. I get it. I'm not going to sit here and say he's a good defender. But I think that's more of the bias than he's not a great defender. Because he ain't out there lunching. He's trying, and he's smart, and he's in the right place. He's not like a deficiency like he used to be. All right, we got Sean King coming up in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, Steve. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from TireRack.com. Studios, Fox Sports Radio's 2023 draft coverage is presented by Chalk, C-H-O-Q. It's the reigning champion in natural men's health. Level up, guys, your strength, your energy, and your focus at CHOQ.com. And use code DRAFT for 35% off any subscription for life. That's right. Go to Chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com. Use the code word DRAFT and get 35% off the rest of your life. You can't beat that. Our next guest, you can't beat him either. Former NFL quarterback, now host at VSiN. Our man, Sean King. What's up, brother?
What's happening? What's going on, fellas? How are you guys?
Doing great.
We are great, man. We are great. We were speaking early. I'm going to let Rob ask the question. He has a theory out there about quarterbacks. We want your thoughts, Rob.
Yes. I said after last night's draft with the three black quarterbacks in the first round, the five highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL now are black, the two Super Bowl quarterbacks were black, the quarterback, the number one quarterback in next year's draft class, USC, Williams. Caleb Williams is black. I'm saying the white quarterback is becoming extinct. That's where I'm at, Sean.
Well, before you get too carried away, Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert will be getting extinctions.
And Josh Allen.
In the next
trust me, but right. That doesn't mean going forward is what I'm saying. Like the type of quarterbacks that Sean King, you know, when you played in the league, they had no interest in Charlie Ward's and guys who played like that.
It was the NBA at quarterback. No blacks allowed.
You know what? It was the NBA. and at one time. And now all of a sudden, there's been a change. And that's what I'm saying.
You've seen a seismic shift because for the first time, the NFL has had to mimic and mirror the college.
There's always been black quarterbacks in college, right?
Yep.
And so now all of your incoming talent pool is looking different. So you're forced to choose from a different, you know, perspective. You're forced to make decisions from a different perspective if you want to, you know, find success and sustainability.
Sean, you obviously, as we said, you were a quarterback. And you were a quarterback. I mean, you knew how to play that position. Anthony Richardson goes forth to Indianapolis. And right now, I mean, respectfully, he's not really what you say is a quarterback, an NFL-level quarterback. He's got a lot of work to do. You see the tools are there or the athleticism's there. Do you think he'll be able to develop those skills necessary to play that position effectively in the NFL?
Well, I think two things that are working in his favor. From everything I've heard, he's a really hard worker. So that's what made Jalen Hurts successful, was his ability to just continue to work on his deficiencies. Secondly, you got to give Shane Steichen the benefit of the doubt because he got that job because of his development of Jalen Hurts. So now the Indianapolis Colts have entrusted him with what they think is a bigger, more athletic version of Jalen Hurts. He's slightly different in that he doesn't have the experience that Hurts had. We will find out if he has the maturity that Hurts had. The big thing that young guy like Anthony is going to have to, you know, really, really get a grasp on is not allowing the outside criticism to impact him.
How about this, Sean? Will Levis, we know, sat there and girlfriend fell asleep in his lap and his mom is there, mascara going down her face. I mean, it was kind of embarrassing. What do you say about that? And where did this go wrong? I'm blaming the agent for having him there. If he really didn't talk to people and know that he was going to be drafted. I know the NFL invited him, but it sounds like there were stories being pushed out there by somebody, you know, putting him out there that he's going to be a first-round pick. But I don't hear any NFL team saying that they were in that market for him. Where was the disconnect there?
I think the message that young players need to learn from the Will Levis situation is what you do on the field matters. And, you know, Levis went to the combine. I got this AKM, a show it off, talking about how big his arm was. And I think he kind of got a little overconfident when his film couldn't back up that confidence. And I think the one thing we have to, you know, be honest about, the teams have gotten really good at creating narratives. It used to be that, you know, the agents were the ones that the teams went to create these narratives. Now, because every NFL team has such a large amount of local media that covers them and covers them only, they know how to get different messages and narratives out there to create interest, to distract people from what their ultimate objective is. So, you know, I think they are playing a much larger role in a lot of this information that's being disseminated.
Are you surprised that Lamar Jackson ended up signing with the Ravens, and do you think he made the right choice? Like, he got a good deal.
I think Lamar made the only deal he had on the table. I think what Lamar saw was his market is not what he thought it was for the price points that they were talking about. I really think he thought, okay, I'm going to have multiple teams willing to pay me Deshaun Watson's contract and give up two first-round picks to secure my services. And I don't think that was the market that he ultimately ended up in. So I think this is the best decision for him. Take the guaranteed portion of this contract, go back to Baltimore. They drafted Zay Flowers. They signed Odell Beckham in free agency. Try and make a run and win a championship. And then you'll be a free agent again in a couple years with a chance to hit another big deal.
Yeah, but a lot of people were critical of him. Oh, he didn't have an agent. He won't get a deal. Nobody's going to deal with him. And he wound up getting, he's up the highest paid quarterback. He wound up, I know he didn't get the fully guaranteed deal he wanted, but for doing your own business, he did pretty well. Would you say that?
It depends on how you're looking at it. I mean, the price of the brick's the price of the brick, Rob. If you're a starting quarterback, top half of the league, you're getting a certain amount of dollars. But did he come out from a image standpoint as clean as he was before?
I don't think I don't think he's soiled because he handled his own thing and got money. I mean, he doesn't walk around. It wasn't like they gave him a take it or leave it, and he's got egg on his face, and he had to come back to them.
I could say he had egg. I don't look at it that way.
I mean,
you said you didn't think he'd ever play for him again. A lot of people are saying, "Oh, you wasn't going to play for him. You were upset. You said bye to the fans. You wanted fully guaranteed money." A lot of people could easily say, look, you got humbled. I'm not saying that because I didn't think he'd ever get that money. I can't say when you're the highest paid quarterback in the league. He didn't even get as much guaranteed money as Kyler Murray.
No, but I'm just talking about the amount of money that he is. He's listed as one of the highest paid yearly salary quarterbacks. So I'm saying it's hard to say he got humbled is what I'm saying.
I don't think it is. I advocate
for having an agent. I don't think a lot of I just don't think a lot of the young men that come from our backgrounds are prepared to negotiate those kind of contracts. It'll be interesting moving forward how those relationships inside the Ravens organization, how are they moving forward? Are they as healthy as they were before? You know, when you're in a contract negotiation, both sides are trying to do what's best for them. When you don't have a middle person, do you ever forget, you know, some of the things that happened during negotiation? I mean, a lot of things that play into that. I mean, salute to Lamar. I think Lamar is underrated as far as how good of a player he is. I'm glad he got his money. But, again, if you're an athlete, then you can avoid going through this whole drama that's been the last, you know, 3.5-4 months with Lamar and the Ravens. I'd avoid it.
LeSean, last thing. We got about a minute for your answer. Aaron Rodgers in New York. What do you think the future holds for them? How good will they be?
Pain.
You thought you was going to get out of here without answering that?
No, I said pain. P-A-I-N.
Oh, pain.
Nothing good is coming of
Clubber Lang.
What is he, the 10th best quarterback in the AFC? What do they have? The last offensive line for his quality in the AFC.
And they didn't strengthen it yesterday.
Young receivers in Green Bay. He has younger receivers in New York.
So what are you saying? They're not making the playoffs and they're going to win four games?
No,
really?
Bet the under on the Jets season win total.
Wow. Right, That's a strong word from our man Sean King. Great stuff, brother. Thank you.
All right, man. You guys, enjoy.
Yep, have a good weekend. Keep it locked. Antonio Brown is back! Kinda. That's next. All right, couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Oh, the little Fatback Band ended things off. Tighten up on your backstroke. All right, that's the progressive play of the day. Progressive making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Also, we're brought to you by Discover Card. At the end of your first year, Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. Everything you earn doubled. That's right. Seriously. Check terms and see for yourself at discover.com/match. Rob, the Warriors better get it together. They're not in trouble yet, but they're down 6 with 8 minutes left in the third quarter. So
wow.
They you know, it's a close game, obviously very much within striking distance, but still, they better get serious or they're going to have to go back on the road and try to win a game. So good game going on in San Francisco right now. Rob, Antonio Brown, believe it or not, is back at it. Rob G, tell us what he did recently.
That's right. Antonio Brown, the mercurial former New York Jet, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, former Pittsburgh Steelers. Business is booming, apparently, because he said in a photoshopped image of himself on Twitter, of him in a Ravens uniform.
Ravens, Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens says, quote, excited to return to the NFL this year. Hashtag Ravens flock. Only one problem, though. The Baltimore Ravens never offered him a contract, as far as we know.
Rob,
it's so sad.
Why? It really is.
It's so sad. Chris, that's all I could say is that, dude, the guy was headed to the Hall of Fame, one of the great. I mean, his numbers, when you go look at what he did for the Steelers for like 6 years in a row, Chris, were eye-popping.
Fantastic.
Were unbelievable. Right, fantastic. And I don't know what happened. He did that live, Facebook Live or whatever it was. Was it IG Live? You remember that?
Yep.
That's where things just came unhinged. People getting undressed. The coaches talking.
Well, I think Tomlin did a much better job than anybody knew, you know, with Antonio. Because after he left Pittsburgh, it just got worse and worse and worse. And Rob, he would still be in the NFL and still be doing great things if it wasn't for him. This is one of those occasions where it is absolutely, positively his fault. He's been given, we talk about getting second chances, Ime Udoka and others. Man, he's been given so many chances. It's despite his reckless behavior. He has been given chance and opportunity after chance and opportunity. And he continues to blow it and not realize the ramifications of him blowing it. Rob, if you want to play in the NFL again, then don't walk off the field half naked with your arms high up in the air while play is going on.
Right. And saying,
how about that?
He was told to leave or whatever the story he made up, which was just crazy, Chris. That's not what you do if you're hurt. You go to the train. Remember that whole story? Yeah, like the whole thing. Now, why would you take your jersey off and throw it into the stands or whatever it was? That was crazy.
And it's just like, you think people not gonna like think about that stuff? And you say what you want about Tom Brady. You think he had ulterior motives, whatever. He gave Antonio Brown another chance after chance. Brought a man into his house to live with him. And then that's what you do?
That's what I question about Brady doing that. I do.
Well, I don't know how you can question somebody letting you live in their house. I mean, whatever the motives, that's a risk. You really going out of your way to have somebody live in your house.
No, but I'm saying, considering what he had done in some previous situations, that to me was crazy. That's just me.
I don't think he was that stable. I agree that with
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with that. I mean, but you hit it, Rob. You said sad. That's what it is. It's sad because
it is sad.
This is just a guy that just spiraled out of control. And it'd be one thing if he walked away from the league, even if he was a little bit off his rocker and just stayed away. I'm good. I had my career. I'm happy with my career.
I'm going to move on to the next chapter of my life.
Right. I'm going to rap or do whatever he wants to do. But he clearly wants to get back. That makes it look worse, Rob. You know what I'm saying? I mean, almost pride should be like, make you be like, you know what? As much as I want to get back, I can't go out.
But that's why you don't mess around with those things, because they're fleeting, Chris. You don't have a 40-year career as a player.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So they're fleeting. So you have to enjoy every moment of it and cherish it, because one day it's all over and then you got to move on.
Great point. Well said. It's not like our careers.
Right.
You and I will have done this for, what, 40 or 45 years.
Before we retire.
You ain't doing that in football, basketball, or baseball. So you're right. And that goes for Antonio and any other athletes who are really selling themselves short, Rob, by not maximizing the moment. You know, because it's quick, man. You retire as a young man.
Yep.
And that's the thing. Antonio Brown's a young man. What is he, about 37? He's young. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple. Y'all have a great weekend. We out. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.